Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Understanding User Experience, UX. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Front-End Development in the Front-End Development for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the difference between user interface, UI, and user experience, UX, the importance of user-centered design, and techniques for improving UX. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the significance of user experience in web development and apply practical techniques to enhance it in your projects. Main content: the difference between UI and UX. User interface, UI, and user experience, UX, are terms often used interchangeably, but they represent different aspects of the digital landscape. UI refers to the visual elements of a product, including buttons, icons, typography, and overall aesthetic design. Essentially, UI is about how the product looks and how the user interacts with these visual elements. On the other hand, UX encompasses the entire experience a user has while interacting with a product. This includes usability, accessibility, performance, and the overall satisfaction a user derives from the product. Think of it this way: UI is like the window dressing of a store, while UX is the entire shopping experience, including the ease of finding what you need, the checkout process, and the quality of customer service. Understanding the distinction between UI and UX is crucial for anyone involved in front-end development. A beautiful interface, UI, can still lead to a poor experience, UX, if it is not user-friendly. Thus, a balance between the two is essential for creating successful products. Importance of user-centered design. User-centered design, UCD, is a design philosophy that places the needs, preferences, and limitations of end users at the forefront of the design process. It emphasizes understanding users through research, testing, and feedback to create products that truly meet their needs. The importance of UCD cannot be overstated. By prioritizing the user's perspective, you can create interfaces that are more intuitive, effective, and enjoyable to use. This not only enhances user satisfaction but can also lead to increased engagement, lower bounce rates, and higher conversion rates, which are particularly critical in the finance and fintech sectors. For instance, in a financial application, a user-centered design approach might involve conducting surveys or interviews with potential users to understand their pain points when managing finances online. The insights gathered can then inform design decisions, making the application more tailored to the user's needs and ultimately driving better results. A compelling example of UCD in action is the redesign of a popular banking app. After collecting user feedback, the design team discovered that many users found the navigation confusing. By simplifying the navigation structure and adding clear labels, the app's usability improved significantly, leading to higher user satisfaction and increased usage. Techniques for improving UX. Several techniques can be employed to improve user experience in your projects. Here are a few practical approaches. User research. Conduct surveys, interviews, or usability tests to gather insights directly from your users. This will help you identify their needs, expectations, and challenges. Personas. Create user personas that represent different segments of your target audience. These personas help designers empathize with users and make informed decisions that cater to their specific needs. Wireframing and prototyping. Develop wireframes and prototypes to visualize the layout and functionality of your application before full-scale development. This allows you to test concepts and refine them based on user feedback. Usability testing. Regularly conduct usability tests to observe how users interact with your product This can uncover areas of confusion or difficulty, providing opportunities for improvement. Iterative design. Embrace an iterative design process where you continuously refine and enhance your product based on user feedback and performance metrics. This approach allows for continuous improvement and adaptation to changing user needs. Accessibility considerations. Ensure that your designs are accessible to users with disabilities. This can include using color contrasts that are easy to read, providing text alternatives for images, and ensuring that all interactive elements can be navigated via keyboard. By integrating these techniques into your workflow, you can systematically enhance user experience and create more effective and enjoyable products. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the critical differences between UI and UX, emphasized the importance of user-centered design, and discussed practical techniques for improving UX. Recognizing the significance of user experience in web development is essential for creating successful applications that meet user needs and drive engagement. As you continue your journey in front-end development, keep these principles in mind to enhance your project's effectiveness and user satisfaction. Reflection questions. How can understanding the difference between UI and UX help you in your future design projects? What user research methods could you implement to better understand your target audience? Reflect on a product you use regularly. How does its user experience impact your satisfaction and usage of that product?